Track 9, page 78.
Are we ready to start?
Sandra was in school this morning, but she left during lunch hour. I think her son wasn't feeling well and she took him to the hospital.
That's okay. We can tell her what we discussed tomorrow.
Did you find a travel agency that can meet our budget?
Yes. There is one which organizes group tours every weekend. I contacted 3 different agencies before choosing this one.
How much are they asking per person?
The cost is $164 per person. This price requires a minimum of 45 people.
What does that include?
It includes transportation, 2 nights accommodation, breakfast, a tour guide, tips for the driver and the guide, and all taxes.
Do we need to pay for insurance?
No, that's also included.
That's a great deal. When I was a tour guide 2 years ago, the agency charged $175 and it didn't include the tip or the insurance.
How much are the activities?
The main attractions cost about $22 each. Many museums cost around $14. A tour of the Thousand Islands is about $15, and seeing Niagara Falls from a boat cost about $14. That's really fun.
That's a total of $65 for admissions if we do one of each. Is lunch and dinner included?
We can add them in, but it would mean an increase in our budget.
Last time we stopped and ate at different food courts. It was cheaper. When you only have 3 days to sightsee, you don't have time to sit in a restaurant.
So without meals, the total is $229. When are we going?
I think it would be a good idea to go in the spring.
Especially if we want to do a lot of walking.
Binta, what do you think about the beginning of May?
If it's for 2 nights and 3 days, we can choose the 2nd week of May. There's no school on Fridays. We can leave at 6 a.m.
Okay, so we agree on the price. Don't forget that we raised $500 from our spaghetti dinners. Last year, the committee collected $800 for the trip to Quebec City. It's only February, and we can hold other events to increase our funds.